Today we're building something that feels very proper in jungle and old school DNB, a rewind moment that starts in session view and gets committed into arrangement view in Ableton Live 12. The key idea here is simple. A rewind is not just a reverse effect, it's an arrangement move. It says to the listener, hold up, that part mattered, let's hit it again. In DNB, especially in jungle and old school flavor tunes, that has real weight. It gives you attitude, resets the energy, and makes the return feel bigger than a normal fill ever could. So before you touch any effects, build a phrase that already has a personality. Start in session view with something short and readable, ideally 4 or 8 bars. You want drums, bass, and one clear hook element. That could be a stab, a vocal chop, a break loop, or a mid-range motif. The more recognizable the phrase is, the more powerful the rewind will feel later. What you listen for here is very basic, but very important. Can you instantly recognize the main idea after one pass? And does that phrase feel strong enough that hearing it again would actually excite you? If the answer is yes, you've got something worth rewinding. Now decide what you're actually rewinding. This is where people often overdo it. You do not need to rewind the whole tune every time. Usually, you've got 2 good choices. Either rewind the full drum and bass phrase for a classic crowd reaction pullback, or rewind just the hook element and leave more of the groove moving forward. The first option gives you that raw old-school energy. The second gives you more control and keeps the low end from collapsing. Why this works in DNB is because the kick and sub are the physical backbone of the tune. If you rewind those too hard for too long, the floor loses pressure. Sometimes that's the point, but most of the time you want tension, not collapse. A rewind should yank the listener back without destroying the momentum underneath. Next, set up a dedicated clip in session view that performs the rewind gesture. If you're working with Audino, duplicate or resample the phrase and turn warp on so it stays stable. If you're working with MIDI, make a clip that uses repeated notes, rests, and short stabs to create that pulled back feel. Keep your launch quantization tight, usually 1 bar or half a bar, so the moment lands musically. What to listen for now is timing. Does the clip fire exactly when the phrase should turn around? And does it feel like the groove is getting bigger, not sloppier? That's the difference between a rewind that sounds intentional and one that just sounds like you lost control. Before reaching for heavy processing, shape the motion in the clip itself. If it's audio, chop the last beat or two, reverse a small section, and use a short fade if you hear clicks. If it's MIDI, shorten note lengths, leave a couple of strategic gaps, and if needed, nudge a few late hits by just a tiny amount. Even a small timing push, something like 10 to 30 milliseconds on a few notes, can give you that yanked back sensation. That slight instability is part of the character. Jungle and old school DNB often feel alive because they're not perfectly rigid. But keep it under control. The foreground can wobble a little. The restart still needs to hit clean. Now let's give the rewind its identity with stock Ableton devices. Keep it simple and deliberate. A really solid chain might be auto filter, saturator, then a touch of echo or reverb, and maybe utility if you want to manage width. For a classic pullback, you can close the filter during the rewind, add a little drive for grit, and let a short, filtered echo or reverb tail create space without washing out the low end. A good starting point is a filter sweep that moves from bright and open down into a much narrower range as the rewind happens. Saturator doesn't need to be extreme, just enough drive to give the harmonics some bite. And if you use echo, keep the feedback modest and filtered so it feels like depth, not clutter. In DNB, the rewind should frame the drop, not smear it. If you want a dirtier, more breakbeat-heavy rewind, beat repeat can be brilliant. Just use it lightly. Short rhythmic repeats, maybe 1/8 or 1/16 material, can feel authentic and energetic. But if you pile on too much, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like generic glitch. Keep it controlled, keep it rhythmic, and let the break still breathe. At this point, think of the pullback and the restart as 2 separate gestures. During the pullback, close the filter, narrow the image if needed, maybe reduce level by a few dB, and let the tension build. Then on the restart, open the filter sharply, bring the level back, and let the drum and bass groove land with authority. What to listen for here is contrast. Does the pullback feel like energy is being removed? And does the restart feel like the tune lunges forward again? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. Now commit the moment into arrangement view. This is where the idea becomes part of the actual structure of the track. Drag the performance in, or record it, and place it where a rewind makes musical sense. End of the first drop, before a second drop variation, before a new bass line enters, or as a fake out right before the main return all work really well. A very common DNB phrasing move is 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of first drop, then a 2-bar rewind moment, followed by a second drop with some variation. Or it could be a tighter 8-bar build, 8-bar drop, then a 1-bar rewind into an altered return. The exact shape depends on the tune, but the principle is the same. The rewind is a form marker. It tells the listener that something important just happened. Now check the whole thing with drums and bass in context. This is where a lot of people make the mistake of soloing the rewind until it sounds clever on its own. Don't do that. Put the full groove back in. Ask yourself whether the kick still reads through the pullback, whether the sub disappears for too long, and whether the break loses swing when the effect hits. If the bass line is the thing being rewound, consider keeping the sub simpler or even holding it steady while the mid-range gets pulled back. That often gives you the best of both worlds. The crowd hears the rewind energy, but the bottom end still has discipline. A monocentered sub and a wider effect layer is usually the safest, strongest move for club translation. Here's another useful reminder. If your rewind is stronger than the drop, it's probably too long or too wet. The rewind should create tension, not steal the payoff. Keep that in mind, because it's one of the easiest mistakes to make. Once the structure works, do a final automation pass. Small details matter. A tiny volume dip before the rewind can increase the contrast. A short reversed cymbal or break tail can make the pullback feel more authentic. A brief rise in distortion or harmonic density can make the phrase feel like it's scraping backward. Then you clean it up right before the restart. This is a good place to freeze or consolidate the moment too. Once the rewind is working, print it. That stops endless tweaking and turns the rewind into a real arrangement object instead of a temporary experiment. And here's the real club-minded test. Would this make sense in a mix on a system in front of dancers? Does it overstay its welcome? Does the restart hit hard enough? Does the second drop feel like it earns the rewind? If the answer is yes, then the rewind is doing real work. It's not just decorative. It's part of the tune's conversation with the dance floor. A strong rewind in jungle or old school DNB should feel short, gritty, readable, and rhythmic. The listener hears the phrase, feels it get pulled back, and then gets hit harder on the return. That's the magic. It's controlled chaos with purpose. So here's your challenge. Build one 8-bar phrase in session view. Make one rewind version that feels raw and classic, and one that feels tighter and more modern. Keep both versions to 1 bar or less. Use only stock Ableton devices, and then place them in arrangement view before a drop or return. Compare them side by side and ask the important questions. Which one makes the drop feel bigger? Which one protects the low end better? And which one would you actually keep in a real track? Do that, and you'll start hearing rewinds the right way. Not as tricks, but as arrangement tools. And once you can do that, your jungle and old school DNB sections will feel a lot more intentional, a lot more DJ-friendly, and a lot more dangerous in the best possible way.